Those were the days.
60-year-old, hugely successful writer looking back at his younger self. On a recent morning, we joined David Sedaris at the archives of La Mama Theater in Lower Manhattan, one of the small stages where he first told stories. In a new book titled Theft by Finding, Sedaris offers a kind of fractured portrait of the artist behind the stories through his personal diaries.
Trying this persona on and that persona on and, you know, trying acting and, oh, now look, I'm trying sculpture and now all of a sudden I'm a painter. But that you could kind of settle on being yourself, completely yourself, and have that be the thing that works. Is being yourself, mm-hmm. is, to me, incredible.
Sedaris was raised in a large family in Raleigh, North Carolina, and many of his stories involve his parents and siblings, including Sister Amy, a well-known humorist in her own right. His colorfully titled story collections, including Me Talk Pretty One Day, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim, and Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls, are perennial bestsellers. And NPR regularly replays perhaps his most famous story, Santaland Diaries, about the time he worked as an elf at Macy's. That experience appears in his diaries beginning on October 31st, 1990, when he's